You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
750 postal workers living in Auckland and Christchurch are set to be made redundant due to lowering volumes of mail globally. Etu Union, representative of the postal workers, are putting in place a just transition program to help postal workers to transition to new jobs. They similarly did something in March earlier this year when the Manawatu Postal Centre closed down. I spoke with Joe Gallagher, Etu Union representative, to find out more about the Just Transition Plan. I started the interview by asking how the livelihoods of those workers would be affected.
Yesterday, of 750 job losses over 5 years, look, that needs to be determined. We've signed a Just Transition Agreement with New Zealand Post, which explores retraining, redeployment and potentially redundancy, and getting them all the support, such as organising job fairs and the like, so we can engage with other employers. So that's all yet to be determined. That's why it's important to have a just transition agreement when you're dealing with large-scale change like this.
So it's only occurring over the next 5 years. What does the Just Transition Scheme hope to help with?
Well, it sets out a number of levers that we can pull, such as getting financial support, engaging with government agencies around funding for retraining, supporting people with redeployment. The union has a job match service that we run. We support them with questionnaires so we can tailor each individual's needs and understand what they're looking for and what their life plan is. So it really goes into it. It's really a comprehensive piece of work that allows us to, you know, really create a transparent and open process and get the outcome that each individual needs and wants.
Why is New Zealand Post laying off these workers?
Well, I mean, if you have a look at the figures, a lot of people are not sending mail anymore. Currently we've got 210 million letter items. That's predicted to decline another 100 million over the next 5 years. So, you know, it's quite a challenging environment, and it's not just unique to New Zealand. Globally, a lot of companies, postal companies around the world, are struggling with the decline of mail. Parcels is on the rise. However, over the last year, we've seen a 20% decrease in the volume coming in from overseas. So there has been a bit of a slowdown in that market. But, I mean, parcels and packets is the future. And, you know, so, I mean, I think this is the reason they've made that decision to take this path.
How did the Just Transition Plan implemented in March for the Manawatu Postal Centre go in terms of success in supporting workers to find new jobs?
Oh, look, I think it was very positive. I mean, I think most people, by and large, got what they wanted. There were a couple of redeployments. Some people chose to make the life choice of a retirement and get the redundancy and then, you know, ease into retirement. We had a very successful job fair where a number of employers from around the Manawatu came along. So I think people got options there, and some people chose to take up opportunities with retraining through the, you know, tertiary institutions in the Manawatu. So I think all the feedback I've had was that it was very positive in a challenging situation.
Can we expect more Just Transition plans taking place in the future as more work becomes automated or redundant due to a shifting global landscape?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think I'm working with New Zealand Steel on an agreement because they've just made an announcement around an electric blast furnace. So that's going to require some retraining, potentially redeployment. And could mean a few some redundancies. So absolutely, as we kind of, you know, transition away from fossil fuels, it's probably going to lead to more of this. Yes, absolutely.
Finally, what else is Etu doing to support workers generally?
Look, we're running a job match service where we engage with a number of large employers, and any jobs that they've got, they put on our job match board. And so that if people want to change their jobs or they're in a situation such as what we've heard over the last couple of days, they can go on our job match board and look for jobs. We're running a CV service, so we support our members to help them with CVs. And we continue to, you know, work on the fair pay agreements. So we've just kicked off the cleaners and the security guards fair pay agreements. And, you know, we continue to push for, you know, fair and equitable outcomes for our members, you know, and their families moving forward.
That was Joe Gallagher of the Etu Union on the Just Transition Plan for postal workers in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.